This is pretty amazing.
Seth Jason was the last projectionist to work at the Rockfield Drive-In, and WTOP was there when Jason visited the site for the first time since the drive-in closed in 1981.
I'll probably say where that tree is by those homes. That's where the snack bar was. And off in the distance, that tall green tree, that's probably about where the movie screen would have been.
The space is now the College Square townhome development off Hungerford Drive on Ivy League Lane. The drive-in opened in the 50s, and Jason started working there as a high school student in 1978, first as an usher and trash collector, later in the projection booth running two carbon arc movie projectors.
The old click, 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 click.
In the 70s, the Rockfield drive-in became the first in the area to deliver movie sound to your car in a new way.
And they went from the box on the side of the car to AM radio.
When he worked there, Jason says every screening was a double feature, and Disney films often brought sellout crowds.
In summer of 80 and 81, I believe Sunday nights were $7 a carload.
Some of the movies Jason remembers screening?
There was Corvette Summer,
starring Mark Hamill, who's back from Star Wars.
Oh yeah!
Caddyshack. Blazing Saddles, I remember showing.
I'm tired. And tired of love.
Trucks had to park in the very back of the drive-in.
You can imagine what younger people did in the back row.
Jason remembers one night sending a young female usher to knock on the door of a van to let them know a movie had ended and it was time to leave. She came back blushing. It turns out she had opened the van's door and saw two people inside.
There they were, naked as can be.
Another part of the drive-in experience.
Time to take your pick from that scrumptious array of tasty treats waiting for you at the snack bar.
Jason says he's ready to reveal some of the snack bar's secrets.
When you walked into the snack bar, you smelt it and you saw it popping. But we didn't pop all that popcorn.
He says much of it was delivered already popped in big bags, and that was mixed with the freshly popped kernels. Also,
we put extra salt on the popcorn so you'd buy more sodas.
But not everyone needed a trip to the snack bar.
There were people that brought their own beverages.
Jason says one time another projectionist put on a movie everyone thought, based on its title, was a Western.
Projectionist starts the movie and there's an airplane. And these two people in the airplane, the source goes, it's time to land. And the guy looks at the girl and opens up his pants, and we realize that this was not going to be a Western. This was pornography.
The film was turned off as quickly as possible. Car horns honked, and the manager announced everyone would get a refund. Jason says he's glad the Rockfield drive-in, in a way, is returning for a few days, so people who have never experienced a drive-in can.
It's just a beautiful piece of American history.
In Rockville, Michelle Bash, WTOP News. Let's shake.